It's that time here in Spain where we listen to the radio when Bill Blevins from Blevins Franks joins us, and he's here on the line now. Hi there, Bill.
Hi, Howard. How are you?
I'm very well indeed. Now, Good. We've got some interesting news to talk about today. Mm-hmm. Tax harmonisation in Spain. Yep. And also there's some more news on succession tax. So can we start with the Spanish tax regime, which allows, as we know, the autonomous communities to adjust some rules and some tax rates, so they differ from the state rules. Now, does this create much difference in how much tax pay according to where they're living, according to which region?
Yes, it can do, and you're quite right. This is an interesting new concept, which is now in draft form, waiting for much further discussion. Proposals, you know, have been published for reforming the Spanish tax system before, but on this occasion, they're there to address the substantial tax disparities which occur across the whole of Spain. We've got an issue known as tax dumping now, which is when individuals who perhaps live in one area of Spain move to another area of Spain because the tax regime created by the autonomous community is more favourable to the source of income or capital that they have. Now, the Spanish tax regime, as you say, allows each autonomous community to adjust some of the rules and the tax rates, for example, income and wealth tax rates, and also the rates, allowances and reductions for both succession and gift tax, which we can come to perhaps later. And as I say, as a result, there are some very significant tax differences between the regions, which makes some areas much more beneficial tax-wise to live in than others. And you can understand how in the modern arena of tax avoidance and tax planning, it's going to generate the movement of wealthy individuals with high levels of income or capital to gravitate to the area in which they will pay less tax, be speaking pretty much the same language, I guess, unless you know, live in one of the small areas of Catalonia. I mean, the simple fact of the matter is that there needs to be some understanding of what advantages can be created by the autonomous communities to avoid some regions losing huge amounts of revenue and others getting massively increased revenue.
Yeah, it's a balancing act, I guess, and we can see the logic here. It's sensible to me. So what is proposed for succession tax?
Well, you know, to be perfectly honest, we've got quite a lot of changes coming, depending, in a sense, on where you are. As far as succession tax is concerned, this is a, and I just need to repeat this, this is a proposal at this stage, which is subject to, you know, going to be subject to discussion, and there isn't overall agreement between all the autonomous regions. I mean, some of the regions, Andalusia, for example, they requested tax harmonisation of the Spanish tax system, and especially, as you say, of succession and gift and wealth tax. And that was to avoid unfair competition and tax dumping between the different Spanish regions. But there's a lot of regions, Valenciana, Murcia, Castilla, La Mancha, and a number of others who don't want these changes to take place. So, you know, there isn't any certainty that this is going to go ahead. But you can see that through these proposals, there are likely to be some changes. Now, as far as succession and gift tax is concerned, the recommendations so far are determined to establish a fixed minimum value of wealth that is exempt from succession and gift taxes, so that there is a universal platform below which you don't pay tax. And then they're talking in terms of trying to establish rates of between 4 and 5% for inheritances and lifetime gifts between close relatives, and only 10 to 11% for others. Now, that would be a massive reduction in many cases of the amount of tax currently payable. And you need to understand, if you are an expatriate of the UK, for example, living in Spain, that you are probably going to be liable for Spanish succession tax if you remain in Spain for the rest of your life and you pop your clogs in Spain. And the truth is, you need to be taking advice now with these proposals in mind to make sure that you're in the that your beneficial intentions at the end of your life are best favoured by the way Spanish succession tax works. Now, they also want to do something which I think is old-fashioned and well outdated. They want to simplify the succession tax calculation by removing what are known as the multipliers that factor in the pre-existing wealth of beneficiaries and the relationship between the person giving the benefit and the person receiving it. The way that works, Howard, is there's a rate of tax to be paid, and then there's a kind of a table which says, well, how much wealth does the beneficiary already have? Well, it's X, that is a multiplier of this. And then what's the relationship between you giving the inheritance and the person receiving it. Well, they're the third cousin four times removed. Well, in which case, there's a huge multiplier. And under that process of multiplication, the highest rate of succession tax that can be applied to a transfer of wealth between you, the donor, and the recipient inheritor is as high as 82%. And of course, that is preposterous. That's almost like daylight robbery. So simplifying those calculations and giving rates of inheritances at much lower levels is likely to bring much more into the tax rates, but and probably collect more tax because more people will pay it. But the simple fact is we don't know quite where those are going to end up. They want more flexibility as well. When an inheritor receives an asset, which isn't easy to realise for cash. You may receive shares in a private company, which isn't easily saleable. You may receive an item of real estate, which isn't easily saleable. And you've got a limited amount of time under the current rules to pay the cash of the tax due. And you can't realise the asset. And that is really quite ridiculous. So they're looking for some more flexibility. I guess they'll extend the time period on a class of assets, would be my thought, when you receive something that you simply can't sell quickly to meet the liability for tax.
Yeah. Can you remind our listeners, Bill, of when succession tax is actually due?
Yeah, it's due by pretty much anybody who's resident in Spain. Now, we won't go into this long story of, you know, whether you're domiciled in Spain. That's a completely different issue. But if you're simply resident in Spain, you've lived there for more than 182 days, they don't have to be consecutive, in a calendar year, you are resident in Spain. And the moment you're resident, you are also liable, not just to income tax and capital gains tax, you're liable to succession and gift tax on any inheritance or gift that you make or receive. Whether the assets are in Spain or outside of Spain, all the assets that are located in Spain are liable to that tax when they're passed on at death or as a gift, regardless of whether the owner and or the beneficiary are resident in Spain. The allowances and the tax rates, as I say, vary according to who the beneficiary is, as well as the region you live in. And this disparity between one region and another, I mean, some of the regions, Howard, reduced the liability down to 1% at one stage. And that, frankly, is ridiculous. Why do you think you want to collect 1%? To me, it just didn't make sense, except when I suddenly realised it was about the 1% charge on transferring assets being a means of tracking where the assets have come from and where they've gone to, so that in the future that the revenue authority will know where those assets are. And this modest amount of tax to be paid seemed irrelevant, except of course it gives the revenue authority the opportunity of knowing where the wealth is moving on to.
Yeah. Now, we mentioned Andalusia. They said, I think, a significant reduction in succession tax will come in next year. But what's happened, Bill?
Well, in assuming that the changes that have been announced are confirmed, in the next Andalusian budget, all inheritances within Andalusia up to €1 million within the close groups of one and two, which is the close relatives group, if you like, they would be entirely exempt from succession tax in Andalusia, and over €1 million there will be a liability succession tax at what are the normal rates. And now that threshold is per beneficiary, not per estate. So you might be moving from an estate €3 million to three separate beneficiaries. And in Andalusia, if this comes into being, then all of those inheritances would be tax-free. Now, much of whether it's tax-free or not is dependent still, until these proposals are discussed in full, and Andalusia is, as I say, in favour of these discussions, it's dependent upon the pre-existing wealth of the beneficiary. And so if at the time the inheritance, the beneficiary's already got an existing wealth of, let's say, over €1 million, they will not get the tax-free €1 million inheritance allowance. Okay, so if you're already the possessor of assets, wealth, worth over €1 million, the idea that you can get another million tax-free is a non-starter. You won't get it. The allowance applies to gifts. In that case, there is a condition, that's conditional, that the gift is actually used to create business and employment in Andalusia. And this is where, for example, the disparity between different regions applies. So Andalusia say, well, you know, your uncle can give you a gift, your father can give you a gift of €1 million. And provided you set up a small business with that money, or you create employment, and or you create employment, and you carry that business on for 5 years, then, of course, there won't be any tax. Whereas in other regions, that simply doesn't apply.
Yeah, interesting. It's very socialist, it seems to me, in Andalusia.
I think it's social rather than socialist, but if you think about it, it's also quite a capitalist move in the sense that, in commercial terms, Howard, there is no question the autonomous regions are competing with each other for wealthy people. I mean, that's not what Das Kapital recommended, but it is certainly what some of the regions of Spain are trying to do, is to attract wealthy individuals to their region.
Yeah. So what about our listeners in the Valencia community? Were there any succession tax reforms in 2017?
Well, the state didn't make any changes. Spanish succession and gift tax affects everyone living in Spain. And the state didn't make any changes, but there have been reforms at local levels. Now, from the beginning of this year, civil partners, those known as unions de hecho, they're now recognised with the same rights for succession and tax purposes as married couples in the Comunidad Valenciana. They now fall under Group 2 for inheritance, which is the second best category to be in, and for lifetime gifts too, if they're registered as unions de hecho and they meet all of the requirements of that. Now, the former 75% tax relief for those Group 2 beneficiaries on inheritances, including those in unions de hecho and other people in Group 2, that's been reduced to 50% from a 75% level. And Group 1 beneficiaries continue, that is your close family, children, dependents, and all the rest of it, those Group 1 beneficiaries continue to benefit from 75% relief. And in addition to all that, there are some reliefs in Valenciana for lifetime gifts. It's a little too complicated, perhaps, to speak in a short radio interview like this, but if you want, if you live in Valenciana or you live in Andalusia or any other region of Spain, what you really should do, I think, is to make certain that you understand what the rules are for the place in which you are resident, because that's where your tax rates will be determined, and that's where Blevins Franks has got phenomenal, almost unique expertise. I'd say almost unique, can't say it, that's incongruous. It is unique expertise because we have been offering services regarding Spanish succession tax since 35 years and more, and we've got full-time, qualified, skillful, regulated individuals living in each of the autonomous regions and who are very familiar with what happens in their particular territory, so that you're getting it from the right end of the horse, the information, OK?
Yeah. So finally, Bill, what's your advice to our listeners about their succession tax when they want to plan for it?
Yeah, I think there's lots of things, and to cover them in a short radio interview is almost impossible, but you need to plan for the worst and hope for the best. The fact is that who knows where you are going to be at the point in time at which your life comes to an end. If you're a UK expatriate, you may very well end up back in the UK before that sad day arrives. You may not. What you've got to make sure of when you're setting out your succession tax planning is you've got all your bets covered. And the way to do that is to sit down with someone at Blevins Franks who is qualified as a UK advisor and therefore familiar with all the back office support that he has from qualified tax practitioners in the UK, and marrying that in to the circumstances of the fact that you may come to the end of your life in Spain. And we therefore have the same back office specialists in Spanish law and Spanish tax. And the guys who live in each of the individual autonomous regions are expert in knowing how to move the juxtaposition of each of those arrangements to make sure, if possible, and it is possible, that you can avoid succession tax and inheritance tax in the UK altogether in some cases, but certainly making massive reductions by appropriate advanced planning. And frankly, you know, this is something you can't leave until the last minute, Howard, for obvious reasons. This has to be done well in advance. And if you care for your beneficiaries, I think it's an important consideration to put it in place as soon as possible.
So how can people get in touch with you, Bill?
I think the best way to make an approach to us, because, as I say, you may be living in any one of the autonomous regions, is to go to the website at www.blevinsfranks.com. I might have put an extra W in there, Howard, but blevinsfranks.com will get you to the website, and on that website is a complete list of the locations of all the offices of Blevins Franks and, indeed, the CV and credentials of each of the individual advisors based in those offices, and you can make contact with them locally so that you can arrange to see them and discuss your affairs.
Thank you very much then, Bill. We'll talk again next week at the same time.
It's a pleasure, Howard. Have a good week.